Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So it always goes the same way. First, the media ignores Republican claims, talking about the liberal media, that, the Democrats are trying to shut down the government in order to get free health care for illegals. They ignore it. Well, they don't have the power to black stuff out anymore like they used to. Folks, we saw this yesterday. This was incredible. All-time ratings low for CNN and MSNBC. Prime time, they're doing CNN about 587,000 people. That's it. One tweet from Elon Musk yesterday. One. 20 million. That's mind-blowing. So they can't lie like they used to, but they try. And I give them credit. They never give up. They try. So first they tried to black it out. Then they tried to lie. Then, no, these Republicans are crazy. We're not giving illegal immigrants health care. We're not shutting down the government over illegal immigrant health care. Well, then the actual wording that I read you in the last segment started to circulate. You could see it on my X feed. Yeah, they're trying to repeal a section of the Big Beautiful Bill that blocks illegal immigrants from getting health care at the state level. So what happens is these liberal states are signing them up. There was 1.4 million of them in violation of federal law. So they came back in the Big Beautiful Bill and explicitly stated, hey, yeah, and it really was almost more of a doubling down. Illegal immigrants, you cannot give them health care if you sign them up at the state level. You cannot write a state law saying, hey, illegals can have free federal health, paid health care, and then give it to them. That's basically what the Big Beautiful Bill does. So what the Democrats said is, we want to repeal that section of the Big Beautiful Bill so that these 1.4 million illegals and their families who are on Medicaid can continue to live off the public dole. And folks, these people really live off the dole because half of them don't have jobs because we're living through a jobs apocalypse created by Joe Biden that has now overlapped into the Trump administration. And the other half of them do have jobs, but they don't report them. They don't pay taxes. You can't report a job if you're an illegal immigrant, especially not now with ICE running around. That's why you look at Americans who have lawn care companies and their equipment's run down. Their trucks are old. They're chugging along. These illegals, man, they got these big, brand new, beautiful trucks. Their equipment's all new and they can't speak Spanish. They've only been here 5 minutes. But when all of your expenses are paid, I mean, you could do that. Plus the government loans that they got to buy equipment, start businesses and stuff like that. Now, all that money's been cut off. Now we're coming for the health care benefits. So yesterday, after all their lies were debunked, they went with a new lie. So we start with the blackout of the news. Then they lie. No, illegals aren't getting this. This is a lie. Now they're at, okay, well, maybe like some illegals are getting this. But it's not a lot. as Democrat Ro Khanna admitted on Fox News.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality
is according to the Congressional Budget Office, $185 billion of the $909 billion that we spend for Medicaid is going for illegals. That sounds small to you? It's not in a grocery store checkout line. Well, because we print that money, a lot of it. And that causes inflation, causes the price to go up. And they're cutting it. And the CBO says this will lower premiums for all Americans now that we don't have to pay for the Democrat deadbeats healthcare anymore. Democrats in a cold panic because this is the last big giveaway. And so these illegals are going to leave, and they know it. Trump is offering them a free plane ticket and $1,000 for their troubles. They can restart their life wherever they need to go. And 2 million people have already been deported. 400,000 by ICE and 1.6 million just got on a plane. They cannot let these illegals see them lose. They're going to leave, and they'll never vote Democrat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So yesterday, Jake Tapper, fake Tapper as we call him here on CNN, tried a new lie while talking to Hakeem Jeffries. I'll play it and then I'll tell you what the lie is.
But they talk about the provisions and it's right here, subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of healthcare subtitle changes and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but what you support does bring back funding for emergency Medicaid to hospitals, some of which does pay for undocumented immigrants and people who don't have health insurance. And also, there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that in a bill, knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that to message? I understand that.
Okay, did you catch it? They're non-citizens. He's admitting this. Why? They can't hide it anymore. Not with X. Not with free Facebook. I mean, it's all over Facebook. He's got to acknowledge this. But let me play the lie for you real quick, because your liberal friends are going to deliberately misunderstand this. Here's the lie.
There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid.
Okay. Oh, it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about asylum seekers. That's just them getting to Medicaid. It ain't no big deal. Who are the asylum seekers? 100% of the people who turn themselves in at the border. About 80% of the 12 million. The others snuck over and didn't turn themselves in. Wait a minute. So everybody who turned themselves in at the border is an asylum seeker? Yeah. He doesn't mention that. See the sleight of hand? Yeah, and what they're given is a notice to appear before Joe Biden turns them loose in the country. The difference is under Trump, Trump had it under control. He had a remain in Mexico policy. You couldn't come into country. You had to wait over there for your asylum hearing. Joe Biden said, hey, come on in. We'll pay for everything. And yeah, just wait here. Have a baby, maybe three. Do you have your Democrat voter card? We did find 30,000 of them on the rolls in, you know, in Arizona. So what the heck? Why not? Swing state, by the way. So listen to the lie again now that you understand it.
There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that? There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's
See?
About people.
Oh, they're not undocumented. No, they got a notice to appear in court for their deportation hearing. That's what they're counting as the documentation. Oh, no, 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 no. See, those are the asylum seekers. Well, which illegal immigrants are the asylum seekers? All of them. All of them who turned themselves in at the border, roughly 80% of the 12 million who came over. See the sleight of hand? So what did you just hear there? Now that I explained to you, this is remarkable. They know. Jake Tapper knows they're all getting to Medicaid. He knows it. But he's trying to fool his sheeple and confuse them. Oh, I heard on CNN. No, it's not. No, they're not undocumented, these people on Medicaid. They're just asylum seekers. Yes, they're all asylum seekers. Fake Tapper. So we're making great progress, and we're about to go on a Doge-cutting firing spree. I can't wait to hear the shrieks and howls of pain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.